First, Agav Orcha, Rashi mentions Levaker Sachola. Man is lonely, he's looking for some kind of, solace, some kind of emotional satisfaction. It's interesting, Yadis doesn't recognize that. As a matter of fact, what Yadis says is, Shlosha Shachla Shulchan Velo Dibrelo of Dibre Tara, Kilo Achu Mizifre Mason. What does it mean? That's what it means. Why Shlosha Shachla Shulchan? It means that people get together just for human companionship. That's a Avodah Zarah. It's an amazing, amazing thing. So that really shows you the contradistinction. We never have a thing like that, that people just get together for a meal just to enjoy each other. Because for us, human companionship is very nice, but a person really should be seeking not human companionship, he has to seek God. You say, Dirsha Hashem b'matzo, Hayesh Adam Derish Elokim. And that's why, on the contrary, we say that anyone that's looking to satisfy that emotion with people is over the Avodah Zarah. It's an amazing, amazing chazal. So that's why the only way, because a man shouldn't be looking for people, he enjoy people, but the searching has to be only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
How do we see
the Gemara? So, and how do you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Divrei Torah. That's the conclusion of the Maamar Chazal. Shlosh Rahu Hashem Lo Dibre Lav Divrei Torah. So that means that if the Medaber B'Divrei Torah, so then it becomes a different focus. You see, then it's Vayedaber Alai Zeh Ashulchan Hashem Lefnei Hashem. Zeh Ashulchan Hashem Lefnei Hashem. So that's what it means really. It means Vayere Lav Hashem Belodei Mamrei Levaker Asachola. It means that Avram Avinu, when a person is sick, so a person really feels the need for solace, for some kind of a emotional satisfaction. So where did Avram Avinu find that satisfaction? In a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the limit is. That's what Chazal are telling us. That the tzaddikim, the people on the highest level, their entire, when they're distraught, when they're in need, emotionally distraught, so the satisfaction is found in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal means, Levaker Sachola. I mean, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Yeah.
You see that Chazal or the Torah says there's a getter of Ben Olam HaMakom. There seems to be a getter of a Ben Olam HaFaveru. Not in terms of simply as a instrumental means, but that the human connection seems to be validated by halacha. Because
yes,
the Gemara says, "Ein olam mitpalel al b'kavod rav." That is where it brings the brisa, Tosefta, the chain al yitzer adam. After talking about the appropriate mood and backdrop of tefillah, context of tefillah, v'chein al yifat ha'adam mechavera because of our halacha. But the fact is, what it's really establishing is that there's an equation. What's the equation between olam l'palo and olam l'nifat mechavera? Elam, I have to say, it's maybe more.
Yeah, but what does it say? V'halacha.
Yeah, I understand that.
V'halacha.
Because what you're saying is not just the emotional friendship. Is that the sibah? Is it the sheer? The fact is that the halacha recognizes, acknowledges this thing as an end in itself.
An end in it. The halacha recognizes Adam comes under Adam v'ahavta l'recha kamocha comes under the framework of Avas Hashem. And I'll get to that a little bit when I talk about the parsha. But the center is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, not Adam. I mean, that what the world has a Thanksgiving meal. That in our views is pure Avodah Zarah. I mean, that's the contradistinction. We never have no such thing like that. We only have a suda. We have a suda the night of Pesach. It's all mitzvahs and Shvach Hashem Makom and Limud, and that's the Adam comes in to help a priya. But you need a chavrusa to help you out. in your limud, in your search. So you need a friend to help you in your search. In Dirshus Hashem, Lidrshus Hashem, but the friend is not the essence. The friendship is not the essence. That which the whole world is looking for, that kind of satisfaction, by us at Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's an emotion which the world recognizes and the world validates. We don't validate that. That we say is destruction. You can enjoy people, you enjoy friends, but the focus, I mean, the center has to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then that's Divrei Torah. I mean, that's clear. I mean, it's the Dvar Halacha. It shouldn't be just the friend, just the friendship. On the contrary, that is the. Yeah, I understand that, because the friend plays a role, a significant role. People chaverim and v'aftal recha kamach itself, but v'aftal recha kamach isn't the center. Is not the reya. The center is because the human, another human being is yitzir kapov shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the avas, the v'aftal recha kamach can't be based on the contrary. Psychologically, that's why psychologists say that's an impossibility. They're right. It is an impossibility. If it's just an expression of identification and narcissism, extension of one's narcissism, so then it could never be equal. But it has to be, it's a totally philosophical, on a philosophical plane, which means that the chaver, the friend, has a value because he too was created the tzelem alekim. I mean, it's a kapav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a certain, the avas to stem from him insofar as he reflects Ma'aseh Hashem. That's but the. The idea is Ma'aseh Hashem, not the emotional friendship. I mean, that's called Torah Kula. Okay, what I wanted to discuss was the famous Ramban. Okay, so the Ramban is very critical of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, he quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. B'sefer Mor Nevuchim nemar ki parsha klal uprat. Amar kosef tchilo kinirei lov Hashem b'maros hanavua ve'ei choyso hamara azos kinoso ein of b'mar v'inei gimol nosh mitzav molov v'yoma no motza shichim b'necho ze sipo ma she'oma b'mar hanavua lechod mehem agodol she'bahem. So the Ramban says, so according to the Rambam, he says v'im b'mara lo nirei lov rak anoshim ochlum basar ei choma v'yera lov Hashem kinei lo nirei lov Hashem lov mar. Okay, fine, but vinil dvav lo losha sora ugos v'lo asav ramben bokor v'gam lo tzachak asora raka kol mare. So Ramban says in Cain boach halom hazeh baro vinyin k'halom hazeh sheker. That's a powerful question. This question is, so it comes out that all, that's a powerful question, very difficult question to answer, Ramban. This is the main question. Of course, he asks a lot of factual questions. What's going to happen with sora, And then he says, and the Rambam goes on to say the same thing with the Malach by Yaakov Avinu, by Yevek Ishimo, and then of course Ramban asks his well known question. So why was he limping after the Marin of Ur? Well, how come says V'yutzal El Yerecha? A whole host of questions. But it's interesting. And then the Ramban concludes. He says that what the Rambam wrote, he says, was wrong, and not only wrong, but he's very critical. He says that look at this lashon up here where he says, yeah, you also, where was it at the end? Right after Veilat Vam Sosum Kosev. Yeah, I'm sorry. Veilat Vam Sosum Kosev Osel Shomon Afki Lahamin Bahem. Okay. Ramban is very strong in his language. Not allowed to listen to him, certainly not allowed to believe in him. But I just want to show you something. I mean, it's a klal you should know. That the one that tried to defend the Rambam is the Ritva. Ritva was the Talmud of the Ramban. Okay? Mm-hmm. And Ritva, the Sefer, Kisvei Ritva, he tries to answer all the kashas of the Ramban on the Rambam. And he goes into the Rambam and he says that the Ramban based his ideas on his Mesorah that he had, his Mesorah, And the Ritva says that he says that the Rambam didn't. The Rambam used a different method, his own method. But the Ritva says he happens to hold like the Ramban. He says, but he says you can't be critical of the Rambam. He says Acharav Hahu Shemirelo Shlo Charsh Beglaso Ein Daka Rochag Lafish Tasa V'Gam Amar Bozeh Shaparsha Klal Prat. Says the Rambam's not just making this up; it came from Rabchia, and he goes through to defend the Rambam. But in the end, he says, why did I write this? He says he really holds like the Ramban. He says he holds like Derech Ramban. He says Derech Mekubela Suslulo Ein Lintos Mimena Yamud Usmol Achomalti Al Hamorazal Val Yigiyoso. It means to like push it away. It's a lashon gemara. The imla rabbeinu zal noel ledaber velasos kritzono. He says that if the Ramban saw fit to criticize the Rambam the way he did, laasher achrav avon vaashma. If anyone after him, he says that says that it's a big error. Okay, I just want to show you that that these things. I mean, Ramban, when a Rishon talks very strongly, you should never. I mean, think that simply the Rambam was pushed away and that's it. And, the Ramban said that's also Lashonamon and Afki Lahamindan. Yeah, it's very strong Lashon, and the Ritva says for the Ramban it was a good Lashon. But for anybody else to believe that about the Rambam, he says Avon Vashma, and he defends the Rambam. So the Rambam went Derech Hasechel Chochma Gedola, and you can't just push it away. And he says, as a matter of fact, the Pri is Mashma like the Rambam, etc. etc. I'm not here to answer the Ramban's kashas, because in my opinion, these areas are very deep areas, and I don't think that we have a right to really enter into them and to try to take sides. I mean, take sides like the Rambam or the... who is right, the Rambam or the Ramban? The Ritva is the Talmud or Ramban. It's very important what he wrote. I mean, that you should realize that we simply have to say that this is not an area for us. We don't know. The Ramban's kasha is powerful kasha. And the Rambam... And the Rambam's ideas are very deep, and we can't draw conclusions. If a person draws conclusions in this area, then it's like the Ritva says, Avon Va'ashma. It means that he's a person who has doesn't understand the Derech HaTorah, and he's seeking an infantile kind of satisfaction and security, which is not really something that the Torah justifies. It's an infantile mode of behavior, and it should be rejected. Okay, I wanted to bring it up because it's a Ritva. I know a lot of people are confused about these things. But what I wanted to say about the Rambam is that the Rambam says. See, the Rambam says in the Ramban quotes is the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says. Not just stam a statement here. Again, I just want to show you. So I'm not trying to talk about the sod of the Rambam itself, but I think that there's something that can be derived from it, at least to understand what the Rambam was saying. Okay, what his main idea was. Rambam says like this: says in this latter kind of prophecies, the prophet relates that he saw a man who was doing or saying something, and that he learned afterwards that it was an angel. Okay, so in other words, you have to understand, if you look at the parsha itself, forget about the Ramban, anybody, the parsha itself reflects the fact clearly that the Torah is telling you something that's unusual in the story. Torah has a way of presenting something that a person who is not really a deep thinker, just read it through superficially, won't notice anything. But a person who has any kind of intelligence will see that something funny is going on here. The whole parsha, because it starts off Vayera Lavad Hashem Be'elonei Mamre. That's it. Stops. Then it goes to him. Hu Yoshev Pesach Kachom Yom. Then Vayisrani Vayar, Vinei Shlosh Anosh Mitzav Molov, and then it tells the whole story. He ran to them, and he went, and all the Achnosas Orchim, and he called the Sarah, Lushi, Vesiul. I mean, the whole story is strange. What does it mean? Avraham Avinu did this for every three people that came by, walked by. I mean, he wouldn't have. The Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu that Am Nitzvah Lachem Baka at all the Arav. Moshe Rabbeinu was after Maimon was in Parshas Yisrael. So they're asking all kinds of questions and shailas and halachas. And it says so Chazal say, what do you mean Am Nitzvah Lachem Baka at Arav? Says Moshe Rabbeinu is going to spend the whole day answering shailas Taraso Matei Alav. What kind of that's not a derech hachaim of a navi. I mean, yeah, you have to take care of tzachet tzibur, but he has to primarily be involved day and night in limud haTorah. I mean, that's the talmud chacham. So Chazal say it's not pshut gamashmo. It means the person that's done a dinam islamito is kilu shtat of ma'aseh bereishis. So you understand, Avraham Avinu couldn't be a person that every time he sees three Bedouins walking by, he's going to run and make a whole pseudo. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's obviously the story is not pshut gamashmo. The Torah has its way. I mean, I just want to point out that the Torah has its way of conveying to a person who reads it with a little bit of depth that there is something strange going on. This the Pshuto Shel Mikra elicits the idea very clearly that this is not an ordinary description of events over here. It's not just an ordinary narrative. This account is something strange, and that's really the backdrop against which you have the Machlekes, the Ramban and the Rambam. I mean, what exactly it is. But the idea of the Rambam, the central idea, again, I'm not here to take sides or to try to answer the Ramban's kashas, powerful kashas, but there's one thing I think that shouldn't be overlooked. What the Rambam says like this. He says that according to the Rambam, v'hinei shlosha noshim mitzavim olav. Okay, so the Rambam says that there's a kind of prophecy that at first sight the Navi sees an individual that looks like a human being. He saw a man who was doing or saying something, and he learns later it was an angel. He says, this important principle was adopted by one of our sages, one of the most distinguished, among them Rabbi Chiya the Great, in the exposition of the scriptural passage commencing, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre. The general statement that the Lord appeared to Abraham is followed by the description in what manner that appearance of the Lord took place. Namely, Abraham saw first three men. He ran and spoke to them. Rabbi Chiya, the author of the explanation, holds that the words of Abraham, my Lord, if now I have found grace in thy sight, do not, I pray thee, pass from thy servant, were spoken by him in a prophetic vision to one of the men. Okay? Yeah, for he says that Abraham addressed these words to the chief of these. Rashi mentions that it means legodol shebayim. Why? Because he didn't say plural. He said adni with my master, singular. So therefore he addressed the godol shebayim. That's what Rabbi Chiya says. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying that at that moment, when he used Adni, he saw it was a malach. That's when did Avraham Avinu realize it was a malach? Right there. Adni al nasava me alavdecha. I'm saying Adni because some say it's a klape shechina. So how do I know this? Because the Rambam says in another place where the Rambam talks about the names of God. So the Rambam says an angel is also addressed as Adonai, e.g., Adni al nasav me'alavdecha. Okay, so that means that an angel is addressed by Adni. So that means the moment that Avraham Avinu. That's what the Rambam means, by the way. The Rabbi Chiya said, "Legadol shebahem." It means he knew then; he recognized it was a malach. You see, So the Rambam is saying, what the Rambam is saying, he says, and the Rambam says that, he says, note this well, for it is one of the great mysteries of the law. Yeah, I don't know what the Rambam's obviously referring to, an important sod, I mean, which he doesn't elaborate on, the Kedarko, I mean, he just points to it. But what the Rambam is saying is, just factually to understand, the Rambam is saying is that is an ingredient, a significant ingredient in a certain kind of nevuah. Where at first, and this Rambam says, this is what the pasuk is telling you. Vayera lo Hashem beloni mamre, vayisena vayar yinesh lo shanosh mitzav malav. There's a certain kind of nevuah, and this is a very significant point, the Rambam says, that to the Navi first it appears that he's looking at a person, and then later he has the realization that it's a malach. You see? And he says the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. Now what that sod is, I don't know. I don't suggest that you try to figure it out either. But it's important to recognize, even though we don't know what that sod is, but I just want you to be aware that to the Rambam, this was an extremely important concept, in Nevuah. Yeah. Now, interesting is the Parsha talks about two. Yeah, there's one thing I want to mention. The Ramban, one thing the Ramban says is that if everything was mindful, what about Lot? Yeah, which is a good question. And the Malacha never came there, and the whole thing never occurred. This, the Rambam apparently held, this is something that the Pesi showed me from the Rambam and Amora and from the Rambam and the Shemona Prokham, that the Rambam apparently held that Lot was not the same Mari and Avor. So I just factually I want you to know that the Ozariah was, because the Rambam says it. Yeah, got to wear their eyesight. So you see, he held that was an actual event. So you have to say, according to the Rambam, the Mare HaNevuah ceased over, where was it over? It ceased over here, where it says, at the end of Avram Avinu's tefillah, Vayelech Hashem kasher kilu ladaber l'Avram, v'Avram shavlum kamo. That was the end of the Mare HaNevuah. Not later by Lot. That's just one thing I want to mention. At the Rambam Shita was, the Rambam held the Mare HaNevuah, it starts off with Vayero lav Hashem be'elone mamre, and it concludes, Vayelech Hashem kasher kilu ladaber l'Avram, v'Avram shavlum kamo. That's the end. So it's one Mare HaNevuah, but it doesn't include later the incidents with Lot and with Sdom. With Lot and with Sdom. Yeah, Sarah Tupan was Mare HaNevuah. Now, don't ask questions. Don't ask any questions. I know the difficulty. I'm not interested. It's not my purpose to try to explain the Rambam. But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Now, what I'd like to take up is the second part of the Nevuah. The second part of the Nevuah, you see? It's interesting. When you look, first you have the account of Sarah, all right? But then right after that it says, Vayakumu mishom ha'anoshim, vayashkifu al pnei Sedom, va'avram ho'lechimam l'shalchom. Okay? Then it says, Varashem Omar, Hamachasani me Avram Asher Niosa. The Avram, Hoyo Yiyah Ledoi Godel Va'otzum Venivruchu Vokol Goye Ha'oretz. And the Pasuk goes on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Yidatev Laman Asher Yitzav Es Bonov Es Beso Achrov Veshomru Derech Hashem Laso Sedaka Mishpat. Then you have a funny phrase that seems like, and it seems disjointed. Laman Hovi Hashem al Avram Es Hashem Dibur Alav. What is the Laman? What is Laman referring to? Okay. Then it says Vayomar Hashem Zakas Don Vamor Ki Rabba V'Chatosim Ki Chov Domor Erdono V'Erak Tzakosa Boy Lai Osu Kola V'imlo eda. Okay? So then it should say, V'yigash avim v'yoma, after Spetzadik and Russia. Nope. V'yifnu misham anashim. V'yelchus doma. V'avram odenu omei lefnei Risha. Interesting thing. So in between Varashem Oma, where the Maariah Nevuah describes in the language of a mushal that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sing, Amachasanim Avram Shani Yosef, Vavram Oyil, a Goy Gol Vatsum, Kiyadativ, and therefore Laman Havi Hashem Alavram Risha Dibalot, Vayamar Hashem, Zakas Don Vamora, Ki Rabo, Vachatasim Kichav Domot, Erdenov Era. Then it says, Vayiftu Misham Anoshim, Vayelchus Doma, Vavram Odenu Omer Lefnei Risha. Then Vayigashavim Vayoma, Aftis Petzarek Rosh. Strange thing. What is the Torah telling you? I mean, just the plain implication of the Pesukim. What is the implication of Pesukim? What does Pesukim teach you? You see, the Malachim represent the fact that there was a problem with Sodom. Because that's what it says. It says, in other words, the Vayakum Misham Anoshim, after the incident with Sarah, Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sodom. Gemara says, Ashkofas L'ra. Kol Ashkofas L'ra. Except Ashkifu Mon Kachcha. So that means Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sodom means the angels looked at Sodom. Looking is bad. It implies that they looked into Sodom. Okay? Then it tells you that Varashem Amar goes through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a reason why he's going to do what he did, and it tells you what he did. He revealed to Avram that he's going to look into Zom and he'll see. HaKetzakos boy lie osu then kola then lo eda. Okay. So, but then right afterwards, Vayifnu Misham Anoshim Vayelchus Doma. What does that mean? It means the decree was sealed. So it's an interesting thing. First, you have in the parsha that the Malachim are looking into Sodom. And in between the looking into, and in between the sealing of their fate, you have Varashem Omar Machasani Avram Asherani Yosef. And it gives you, and God gives you the reason. Why? Because Avram Hoy Yila Goy Gadol. So how can I not tell him? I'm Machasani. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, I'm looking into stomach. It's Akosra Baila Sukolo. Vayifnu Misham Anashim. It shouldn't be, Vayifnu Misham Anashim shouldn't really be there. It's an interesting thing. It's before the tefillah. So it really should be Vayikum Hashem Anoshim Vayelchus Doma. Then it should have the sipur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revealing to Avram. And then it should say Avram is mispalel. But Vayifnu Hashem Anoshim Vayelchus Doma implies that the fate was sealed already. It's an interesting thing. And then Vayigash Avram Vayama after Spetzadik and Russia. It's an interesting thing. Yeah.
Only two Malachim should come down. One for Avram and one for Sarah.
What about the numbers? Okay.
Okay. The death wasn't
killed. Yeah. Yeah. So what is it? So why is it that way? I mean, what does it show you? You see. If you take a look, you see, it says, Hashem Omar Machasanim Avram Asher and Yosef. So Avram Hoyi Lagagal Vatsum, Venivu Koga Yorts, and says, Ki Yadatu Lamana Sheetzavas Bonavas Besachar of Hashem Adarach Hashem Lassa Saga Meshbot, Laman Hovi Hashem Al Avram Esa Shedibar Olav. What is the Laman referring to? The Laman is ambiguous. You see, it's ambiguous. The truth of the matter is the Laman is referring to both things. There are two possibilities. One thing the Laman can refer to is Hamachasani Me Avram Asher Ani Yosef, the knowledge itself. Correct? But the question is, it Hamachasani Me Avram, or is it Asher Ani Yosef, Laman Hovi Hashem Al Avram Eisa Shadiber Olav. The answer apparently is both. In other words, and I said this, I spoke about years ago, I mentioned that Sodom had to be destroyed because Sodom really was close to Avram, and it was a total distortion of his philosophy. So if Sodom would have succeeded, would have existed, continued to exist, then the world would never recognize Avram. The world would never. They would say, you see, from his philosophy, this is what occurred. So the Sodom was an aborted distortion of a philosophy. You see, in the beginning of the parashas that Sodom, they went from Melech Sodom, so they had a relationship. And where did Lot go? Lot went to Sodom, so there was a relationship there. But they distorted his philosophy. They denied Avodah Zarah and mysticism, but their philosophy was to engage in psychological instinctual satisfaction. That was their philosophy. So if they would have continued to exist, it would have detracted from the whole Vavram Hoyilagaidal. But that's one thing. But the other part is also true. Hamachasani me Avram Asher Niyosa. That if Avram Avinu would not have known about what's happening, you see, so then also Laman Hovi Hashem Al Avram Eisa Shadiber Alav. So what does it mean? So what did the Pesukim mean? The Pesukim mean that if Avram does not understand Sodom, if Avram doesn't understand Sodom, so then it will not be possible to have Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting thing. That's what the Pesuk says. Okay. Ki yedatev l'man ha'sheitzavas b'arim is based achor v'shem u'dachar Hashem l'asas dachar mishpat l'man havi Hashem al Avram, which means say, but if God is saying, if I don't tell Avram, so then the whole Klal Yisrael can't exist, cannot come into existence. Right. So I can understand why Sodom had to be destroyed, because it would be a bad reflection on Avram. Kfira was taking a part of what Avram said and distorting it, so that had to be destroyed. But the pasuk says also that God said that he can't hide this from Avram. Avram has to have this information, and if he doesn't have the information, so then there won't be then God Laman Havi Hashem Avram Eisa Shadiber Alav. He won't be able to mekayim his shvuot Avram. He won't be able to do it. Why not? So he doesn't know. He has to know everything. Why not? I mean, that's the question. One thing you see, and that's why I think the parasha says that Vayakum Mishom Anoshim Vayelchu Sodoma, because that emphasizes this fact that Avram Avinu's tefillah for Sodom was not really a tefillah that had a chance, basically. And that's another question. So the whole thing turns out it was futile. Because what did you need a tefillah for altogether? The whole tefillah. Oh, it says, Mispaul of this, Chamishim, Aboyim, Shloshim, Asara, Vayela, Vayela Hashem, Kasha Dibra Lavram, Lavram Shavon Kama. That was the end of it. So what was the purpose of it? That's really what the parsha is telling you. The parsha is telling you the purpose of it was Laman Hovi Hashem Al Avram Eisa Shadibrala, which means to say that and Vayakum Hashem Anoshim Vayelchu Sodoma, it means their fate was sealed. He couldn't save them. Baruch Baruch Hu, they didn't have a chance. His tefillah really couldn't do anything. But why? So why was he mispal? Not like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah had a chance. Not only had a chance, he succeeded. Avram's tefillah was doomed. Vayakum misham anoshim vayelchus dama. Avram, that's what the pasuk. Avram odenu omed lefnei Hashem. He's still standing lefnei Hashem, but it's too late. Vayakum misham anoshim vayelchus dama. So that's what the pasuk is explaining. So if that's the case, so why do you have to have the whole the whole account of Avram, Vayigash Avram Vayoma, what do you need it for? The answer is, Laman Hovi Hashem al Avram Esa Shedibolov. Means to say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal this to him before, so then you'd never be able to have Kol Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. I mean, it's an amazing statement. But from the Psukim itself, the Psukim make clear what the framework is and what the purpose of this whole petition, the whole tefillah of Avram is. It shows you clearly from the Psukim that it was only for one purpose. Laman Havi Hashem al Avram Esa Shadibra Lov. So just following the Psukim itself, you see that there's a significant concept over here that is not just significant, I mean, it's responsible for the existence of Klal Yisrael. You see. Why is that so? You see. And you take a look, it's interesting. Avram Avinu, it seems, changed his tefillah. Because first he says like this, V'yigash Avram v'yomar ha'af tispet tzadik amrasha. So what's the question? Question is, how could you destroy tzadikim and rishayim? All right. So what does that imply? That implies that you have to save the tzaddikim. If you follow that, so then the rest of his tefillah doesn't make any sense. Because it says, Ula yesh chamishim tzaddikim besocha ir. Ha'af tispeh v'lo sisa l'makom l'man ha'chamishim ha'tzaddikim asher b'kirbo. Now he switches. First he asks, ha'af tispeh tzaddikim rasha. Right? Then he switches back. Ha'af tispeh v'lo ula yesh chamishim tzaddikim besocha ir. He doesn't say, Ula yesh tzaddikim chamishim tzaddikim besocha ir, so will you go and take out these tzaddikim? No. Ha'af tispeh v'lo sisa l'makom l'man ha'chamishim ha'tzaddikim asher b'kirbo. Then he goes back to the other way. Cholila l'cho me'asos kadov razeh. Lahom is tzaddik in Russia, v'hoya chatzaddik in Russia. Oh, chalilah chashev kolot v'yasa mishpat. So what's the question? So the question is the original question. He comes back after tispet tzaddik in Russia. What is, so, and if that's the case, if that truly is the case, then there's never any answer. So then even ula yesh asarotzer, even it's one tzaddik, two tzaddikim, the same problem. It's an interesting thing. He switches courses. First it's after tispet tzaddik in Russia, and then the question is switched off Tispul Sisla Markal Mana Khamish Matsir. And then he goes back, Khalil Khul Alam is Sadak in Russia. It's an interesting thing. What is the interpretation of this? I mean it's an open steer, an open contradiction. See, Rashi says interestingly. Rashi says Okay, so Rashi explains the Rashi says v'imtama lo yatzilo atzadikim es rishoyim lo matom es atzadikim chalilaloch chulunaloch yomru kachi yum naso shote fakol atzadikim rishoyim kachosis ledor mabul ledor aflada. What kind of thing is this? You see? What does it mean? What is the interpretation of it? See, what Rashi's saying is like this. It means to say, Avram Avinu, if Sodom was destroyed and God didn't show Avram what's going to happen through the Mari HaNavuah, through this Mari HaNavuah, so Avram would wonder about Sodom. He'd see the destruction, and he'd wonder about it. So what is this? So he would be disturbed by it. It would bother him, and he'd have questions that he couldn't answer. And if that were the case, then it would be impossible. L'man Hovi Hashem al Avram Esa Shadibra Olav. You see, what was Avram's question? Avram's question about Sodom was really on two levels. One level was, should the cities continue to exist? Which means to say like this, that the Mishpat Hashem is in two ways. There's a Mishpat Hashem for a Yachid, and Mishpat Hashem for a Tzibor. Which means to say, if a person, an individual, is a Rasha, so he's Chayav Misa. If he's a Tzadik, so he's Chayav Ischa. But in judging a civilization, see, in judging a civilization, it's a different kind of a different kind of a system. In judging a civilization, the question is, can the civilization survive? Meaning to say, is it a civilization which is doomed simply to produce rishis, because the amount of resha in the civilization is so overpowering that it's just an essentially destructive force, you see? So that is the question. That's one question, is the yachid, you see, the yachid, that's af tispet tzadik and rasha. The second question is the civilization itself. Now, Avraham Avinu knew that the main question over here is really the question of the civilization itself. Is the civilization itself one that is essentially evil, and therefore it's a factory of evil? So therefore, all it will do is continue to produce evil, and it has to be destroyed. That question depends upon what the nature of the inhabitants are. I mean, if there's a certain amount of tzaddikim there, so then it means that it's not doomed to produce evil. Okay, after spell of sisla makal manach mishmat sigun hashem b'kibbo. That's one thing. But there was something else also. The question is, even if you should say that you have a civilization that is evil, but the question is, nevertheless, what is the effect of the destruction on people? You see? What is the effect of the destruction on people? In other words, Avram Avinu's position was, Avram Hoyo Yil Gai Gadol, the Nivruchu Kol Mishpachos Adama. So there's two questions over here. One question is, in terms of the framework of the civilization itself, is it one that's going to produce evil? But the other question is, how will the onlooker who sees the destruction, what will be his reaction insofar as Maaseh Hashem? How will he view Maaseh Hashem? You see? That's the way Rashi learns. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns this. Ha'af tispet tzadik im Rasha. Okay? So it means Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is that Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the Rasha deserves an onesh, and tzadik and translates tzadik is chah. Yeah. But it's true. But we have a klal. There's a klal that the kibush nitin rishus lamashkus is ain't a mafkim bein tov l'ra. But Rashi's learning like this. That chalila l'cha me'asos kadovar azel lahomis tzadik and rasha v'hoyach tzadik and rasha. It means to say that there are two questions over here, two problems. Avram was very concerned with Sodom, but Sodom, in a way, was related to him, and it was close to him. So therefore, Avram Avinu's concern about Sodom was on two planes. You see, the reason why was Sodom destroyed? Sodom, you don't find the, you only find the Torah. Sodom was destroyed. You don't find other civilizations destroyed like that. Just here. Why here? Because this was the moment of the establishment of Avram Avinu and Klal Yisrael, and that's why their fate had to be determined. Okay. Ordinarily, you have many civilizations that are evil and gone for years and years. But this over here, there had to be the intervention of the Ashgacha, because it was a crucial point. It was a point of establishing Klal Yisrael, and if a certain civilization exists that will prevent that, so then that had to be destroyed. But in considering the destruction, Avraham Avinu approached it on two planes. One plane is in terms of their intrinsic right to exist as a civilization. But on another plane, the other question is that what will the onlooker, Because the reason why they were destroyed is precisely for the onlooker. Because the Hamachasani Ramashani Yasu Avram Hoyilagai Gadol. So the purpose of the destroyer wasn't, there were a lot of civilization at Hashem, but over here they had to be destroyed. Why? Because the onlookers will never be able to see Avram Avinu. They won't be able to destroy, will destroy their whole Avram Hoyilagai Gadol, the Nivachal Kol Gai Arts. So that's why Avram Avinu really had to ask the question from two sides. One is in terms of their destruction. He knew the reason for the destruction was for him, so he had to ask, in other words, they're being destroyed because of the onlooker. But we have to, the question is, first of all, in terms of the civilization itself, okay, and secondly, If there are chamishim tzaddikim besochayir, if there's a number of tzaddikim besochayir, so what will the onlooker say? The onlooker will say, like Rashi says, kachiyum nasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is einam afchem bein tov l'roi, destroys, that's the way he did with Dar Mabel, and that's the way he did with Dar Aflaga. So this would lead to the exact opposite objective, which was to save Avraham. You see? So that's why Avram is on the level of Avram Avinu's question was on the level of the place itself, and the second question was what's the objective of the destruction? The objective was in order to save Avram. Yeah, but there could be an opposite result. The opposite result is that they'll say Kachum Nasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, and then on the contrary. So then their destruction would lead to the exact opposite objective, you see. So Avram Avinu's questions of Chamishim Tzadikim, according to what Rashi learns, very good, because first Chamishim means 10 for each year, and then he reduced it to 45, but then it was 4, it means each city. So basically, his concept of the only deviation you have is from 50 to 45. But after 45, then it goes 40, 30, 20, 10. Why? Because 50 is really 10 tzaddikim for each year. 45 is 9, and then Rashi says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshate Fimayim. But then, after that didn't work, so then he simply went four cities, three cities, two cities, or one city. You see? I just want to explain, what does mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshate? Apparently it means like this, that if you have 10 tzaddikim, the first case means that you need 10 tzaddikim. But there are two kinds of tzaddikim. You see, ulay yachsurun chamishim tzaddikim chamisha hasashchus b'chamisha is called here. It means why? So Rashi says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshate f'moyim. What does it mean? It means that what you need really is a tziruf of an entity of tzaddikim. So there are two levels of tzaddikim. On one level, you need 10 to have the tziruf. But on a different, if you have a different level of tzaddik, a higher level of tzaddik, so then it means they could be an entity even though they're missing one. In other words, even 9, that's the concept. Even 9, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshate Fimayim, it means if they're on a different level of tzidkus, so then 9 is enough. You see. But then the answer was that those kind of tzaddikim don't exist. So once that answer was given, then it went 40, 30, 20, 10. You see? And this is just to say that. Yeah, but that's the basic format of the questioning of Avram. But getting back to the idea that the Rambam, we start with the Rambam, the idea of the Rambam. When it says over here, Vayavoshne Malachim Sdomo Ba'erim, so we said that was the end of the Marin of War. And Chazal mentioned, and Rashi says, Vayavoshne Malachim Sdomo Ba'erim, so Chazal say that Avram Avinu, who was on a very high Madrega, so they appeared to him Ka'an Nashim, you see. But when it came to Lot, he was not on that Madrega. Rashi mentions it. When it came to Lot, so Rashi says that the uh, yeah,
Rashi says that he says Davracha Eitzel Avram Shekocho Godel Loyo Malachim Tadir Metzlo Kanoshim Kanoshim Kar Malachim Veitzelot Kar Malachim. See, what does that mean? You think just on the contrary? You just on the contrary. What it means is that the greater the person, you see, it's similar. I'm not saying this is the sort of the Rambam. The Rambam obviously had something very deep in mind beyond. But the basic idea, and by the way, this Chazal the Rambam quotes also in the Mara, the basic idea is that the person that is on the highest level, to him, the Maaseh Hashem are natural. Kanoshim. That's what Rashi says. Say with the Dir Metzla. It means the person that is the greater individual, so he understands Maaseh Hashem as the natural. And the Hashgacha, he understands the interaction between the Hashgacha. I mean, what does Malach mean, the idea of Malach? The idea of Malach means, like Ram says, Malach means a messenger. So it means Shlucha Shamakom. Many Malachim. Many things can be Malachim. Even inanimate things sometimes are Malach. So a Malach means that the universe is made up of, it operates in two ways. There is the natural law, but then there's the Hashgacha. But the way the Hashgacha interacts with the natural law is a system of Chachma, that a person that's a true Chacham sees it and it's natural. You see? Now the idea of Malachim as intelligences means really nothing more than a description of existences that interact with the what we call the Teva, you see, but they're of a different sort. They're of a different sort. In other words, it's they themselves are different structurally. Their essence is different. But they're no different insofar as their role, which is simply to carry out the Hashgachas Hashem. You understand what I mean? That's the basic idea. In other words, a malach osa malach of ruchos. So a wind can be a malach. Because if the wind obeys God's will and does what he wishes, so that's a malach. But that idea is not a simple idea. The great individual, the Navi, has a view, understands the interaction between the two worlds. The world of Chachma that's behind the natural law, and another world of Chachma that interacts with it, which brings about the Hashgacha. But it's a science. It's a science. It's not just, you understand, it's not just like a mystical phenomenon. It's a science. And the true Navi Hashem understands it. That's what Chazal mean when they say that it was Eitzel Avram Shekocho Godol is Nira Elov Ka'anoshim. You see. But Eitzelot, it's kamalachim, because to him it's something which is, he just doesn't understand. It's like an intervention. But for Avram, he understood it naturally. You see, that has something to do with the idea of the Rambam that we mentioned before, namely that in the Marei HaNevuah, at first they appear like anoshim. It looks like the natural, but then he comes to the realization that they're malachim. You see, it has to do with that idea. That much. I think we could say. What exactly beyond that, I don't know. But that much, I think is clear. That's a certain kind of a nevuah, where it appears like the natural law, but then he sees it's not really. It's something. There is something else. There's something else here. A certain kind of Marei Nevuah. Now, what it means is like this. So, the idea of getting back to the parsha, you know, we're going a long way. Getting back to the idea in the parsha, what it means is, of course, when you speak about malachim, and you speak, what are you really talking about? You're talking about the Hashgachas Hashem. and the science and the system of the interaction of the Ashgacha with the natural law, right? What is that basically? What is that? That's Mishpat Hashem. That's Mishpat Hashem. Okay. That's Mishpat. Right? So what the Pasuk means is that in order, that really has to do with what we were speaking about for the last couple of weeks, namely that the Maisa Bereshis is the beginning of the Torah, Maisa Bereshis, and the continuity of Maisa Bereshis is a connection between Maisa Bereshis and Mishpat Elokim. What is the link between those two phenomena, those two areas of phenomena? What's the link? Malachim is the link. Malachim is the link. That's the Malach. The idea of Malach, because Malach means Malacha. It carries out his will, you see. But his will is carried out on a low level. It looks like two different worlds. This is a Malach, and this is natural. But Avram Avinu, no, it's Ka'anashim. It means to say that he understands, his Chachma perceives the whole system, the Chachma behind the natural law, and he also sees how interwoven in that system is the Chachma of the Ashgacha. You see? It's one phenomenon. So therefore, there's one thing we could say in explaining the first statement of the Rambam. What's the first statement of the Rambam? That there's a kind of a Mare and a Vua where it's Nira Ka'anoshim, but then when he looks into it a little deeper, first he thought Vinei Shlosh Anoshim Yitzav Malah, but then Vayar across him, he said Vayoma Adni Al Nosav Melav Decha. He recognized it's a Malach. It means that sometimes, apparently, it could appear to the individual that it is, he understands the scheme, but he doesn't really understand it. So there, you see, there in such a Mare HaNevuah, the Mare HaNevuah opens up for him something which he missed, which was obscured, and which he thought fits into a pattern of Chachma, but it wasn't true. He missed the point. You see, Hamachasani Ma'avram Asher Ani Yoseh. It means sometimes it depends. Sometimes when you learn a sugya, you see the kashas. Sometimes you overlook something. You take a look; it looks like the sugya is running along smoothly. But you take a look at Taisvis, you see you overlook something. The same thing is true with regard to the Mara Anavua. That sometimes the Mara Anavua, what's the Ram saying? It's Nira Ka'anoshim, and that's what the Pasuk means. Nira Ka'anoshim, but the Mare HaNevuah uncovers that he sees, just a moment, V'hine Malachim, there's something that he overlooked, that was obscure, that he recognizes now is different than he thought before, you see. Now, I just want to get back to the idea in the Parsha. We said in the Parsha, you see, that the way the Parsha is structured, it wants to show you that this Tefillah of Avram was for one purpose. Like the Rambam says, in the Yesodei HaNevuah, so the Rambam says that sometimes Nevuah is given to an individual for a purpose, but sometimes it's Laharchiv Daito Shel Navi. Okay, Laharchiv Daito. Over here, really, which one is it? It's both. Both. But you see, essentially, it's Laharchiv Daito, because you see the way the Psukim have, you see the order of the Psukim. Vayakum Misham Anashim, Vayelchus Dama. You see, first Vayashkifu, Vayakum Misham Anashim, Vayelchus Dama, it means the fate was sealed. So therefore, what does it want to show you? That this whole Mare HaNevuah was in order to be Marchiv Daito Shel Avram. So Avram Avinu engaged in understanding Mishpat Hashem. Mishpat Hashem and Malachim, the same thing. Because Malachim, Mishpat is Hashgacha, and then Mishpat is through God's Chachma, which is reflected through his messengers, which is Malach. That's the essential term Malach. That's why the Ramban says, for instance, that why doesn't it mention in Maisa Bereshis, it doesn't mention Malachim? Because he says then people would worship them. It means to say that because people who are on a low level, they would immediately be enthralled by such a kind of existence. But the existence really is nothing more than any other malach. It's just something which is a means and a vehicle of accomplishing God's will. It has no significance in its own right, even though its substance is different. And substance is different. There are different kinds of existences. And the intelligences are existences, but they exist because it's part of the chokhmah of the interaction of the chokhmah's bereshis with the ashgacha, which the Navi understands. But apparently, if Avraham Avinu did not understand this, you see, so then it wouldn't be able to be Leman Havi Hashem al Avraham Esa Shadibar Olav. So the parsha, the way it's structured, is trying to show you this idea that if Avraham Avinu didn't have this dialogue, he didn't have this discussion, he wasn't able to raise these questions, you see, and the Mari Nevoah, and to understand why Sodom is destroyed, so then you'd never be able to have Laman Havi Hashem al Avraham Esa Shadibar Olav. Why? Why is that so? What's the principle? What's the principle behind that? What's the principle behind that? See, the principle behind that is a significant one. The principle behind that is really the principle that you find where? You find in the Navi. Where the Navi says, the Navi, the Rambam quotes, that Yom Yonav, what does he say? He says, Ki im bezos yishal ha-mishalel, al-zalah ha-shubashu ha-chacham ha-chachmasa, nothing. But ki im bezos yishal ha-mishalel, haskel v'yadoa osi, but the Rambam says he doesn't stop there. Ki ani Hashem, Osa chesed mishpat utzdaka ba'aretz ki ba'ela chafatzdi nam Hashem. It means to Avraham Avinu, he understood mishpat in a different way. I mean, kalot is near lo kamalachim. Mishpat, that's the ordinary person. If he's on some level, he sees hashgachas Hashem. But for Avraham Avinu, that wasn't enough. For Avraham Avinu, his understanding of mishpat had to be tied to his understanding of Chochmas Hashem and the interaction between the Chochmah that's responsible for the natural law and the Chochmah that's responsible for the Hashgachas Hashem, and how the two are interwoven and how the system works and what kind of and how that Chochmah, what that Chochmah is. And if he didn't understand that, so then what would he lack? He would lack Haskel v'yadoa osi ki anir Hashem osa chesed mishpat zaka baretz. He would lack that aspect of knowledge of mishpat. Then he would just have an ordinary knowledge of mishpat, like an ordinary person who comes after the fact, like after matan Torah. Okay, you know, so you say yeah, Hashgacha has a mishpat, but he'd never understand the chokhmah of the system of the mishpat. And if he didn't understand, if he didn't grasp that, then his relationship to mishpat would never be the same. You see, his relationship to mishpat would not be the same, because a relationship to something which a person accepts, axiomatically, is never the same as the relationship of a person to something which he understands through chokhmah. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. So why was what is the parsha telling you? I mean, we don't know. We just know a little bit about the. What if I'm being asked the Kaddish Baruch Hamishu, so they can 40, a little bit, you know, Rashi, you understand a little bit. But obviously, the Torah is recording a Mari and Nevuah, there was much more, much deeper than what you see on the surface, just in Tarshish B'Chasav. Tarshish B'Chasav is pointing to something far deeper. But what is the idea? The idea really is in this pasuk. Ki yedativ lemana sheyetzave es bonav es beiso achra v'shamru derech ad Hashem laso tzedaka mishpat leman havi Hashem Avram esher dibro. That Avram is going to wonder about Saddam. He's going to have a lot of kashas because he's going to see it's destroyed. He was involved with them, and he's going to have a lot of kashas. If he doesn't understand the answers, if he doesn't understand the mishpat alekim in a way of chokhmah, and see and understand the real depth of the ideas and the chokhmah involved in the mishpat and how the mishpat interacts with the chokhmah which is responsible for the natural law and how it works in specific with regard to Sodom, if he doesn't have that, then his attachment to Mishpat will never be more than the ordinary. I mean, of course, you can't say the ordinary is not Avraham. I'm just exaggerating to bring out my point. But it means he will never have that attachment to Mishpat. Mishpat will not be an ultimate reality. And if Mishpat Hashem is not an ultimate reality, so then it's not possible. Then ki yidata v'manah she'etzav as banav v'beiso achra v'shem adach v'shem lasa tzedaka mishpat. If he doesn't have the deepest understanding of the Mishpat, if he doesn't relate to Mishpat in the way of Chachma, so then it's not possible l'man havi Hashem al Avram meis Hashem dibalav. Then banav v'beiso achrav will suffer. They will not have the same relationship either. That's what the Pasuk says. That's really the Parsha. So the Parsha is not an account of a futile tefillah, you see, which it sounds like at first. Okay, it's too late, you see. And the Parsha makes sure to show you that their fate was sealed. Vayiftim v'shom anashim v'yashkifu al p'nei Sodom. And then v'reshem omar. And then v'yakum v'shom anashim v'yelchus Sodomah. But Avram odenu omed lifnei Hashem. The purpose of the Mari HaNavuah was to reveal to Avram the Chachma, so that when he sees Sodom is destroyed, he relates to it in a completely different way. Not just, of course, like the Ramban says, everybody could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Mishpat, so you don't have to go into anything. You don't have to ask any kashas. But that's what the Ramban says. The person that says that is the people that say, Ramoa say a Chachma. Because the way a person relates to something after he understands it is completely different. It's a completely different relationship. And if Avraham Avinu didn't have that relationship, so then it wouldn't be v'shamru banav v'beiso achra v'shamru derech Hashem lasa tzedaka mishpat. His relationship to tzedaka mishpat affects his banav. So that's why he has to relate to it only in the way of chachma. It's a different kind of a relationship to Avraham. Mishpat is not an extraneous. That's to load. It's an extraneous phenomenon. But to Avram, it's ka'anashim. It means he understood it. It's built into to reality. Just like chachma is reality, and the idea of Avram Avinu is ma'wafata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all chachma, that's the ultimate reality, so we have to live that way. We should, insofar as we can, we should partake of reality, you see. But mishpat to man is not reality, it's an extraneous phenomenon. But to Avram, it was reality. It was a part of the whole system of Chachma Sashem. And that's why he had a special relationship to Chachma. And because of that, he was able, Lamanashe, Tzaves, Bonav, as Beso, Achra, Vishomer, Derech Hashem, Lassos, Dachom Mishpat. The Dachom Mishpat that we keep is based on a different concept. It's based on the fact, of course, we don't have that knowledge. But we have the knowledge that he had the knowledge. That is a difference. That is a major difference as well. That's what the pasuk says.
If something never taken place, then the complete knowledge of what would have caused
the conclusion would not have been necessary. Yeah. In other words, like this: that Avraham Avinu was on a level where he understood it in a general way. But if he would not have had access to knowledge of Sodom, Sodom would have been an anomaly. It would have been a kasha. And therefore, it would be something which he would be lacking in his relationship to Chochmas Hashem in terms of Mishpat. It would be a block. It's not intrinsic. That's right. That's it. There's general knowledge, and then there's specific knowledge. So the point is, Avraham Avinu's knowledge of Sodom was not on the full level. It wasn't on the, that's a machasa neyam Avraham Shoniyasa. So therefore, he would remain with certain questions, certain difficulties about Sodom. Obviously, like I said, the Parsha is talking about Mari Nevuah. We can't expect to understand anything more than direction over here. But basically, it means that Avraham Avinu's understanding of Mishpat Hashem in general led to a situation where what he knew of Sodom, if he would have seen the destruction, it would have appeared to him in his framework that there's something missing over here. There's something wrong. So he'd be lacking the knowledge. So Mishpat Hashem he would not be able to relate to fully in terms of knowledge. So therefore he had to receive through the Mari Nevuah the Chachmas Hashem, which gave him an insight, a deeper insight into Mishpat Hashem, and the incident of Sodom fit in, and his relationship to Mishpat was actually increased by the event. You see. But if he would have walked away with a kasha of Sodom, then his relationship to Mishpat would have been would not have been complete. Yes.
What is the relationship between that?
And what's the difference?
Yeah, between that and Avram, that Avram comprehension of interaction between the Hatzlacha and the natural world, God's mission.
The difference is by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eini knows Drachecha. I mean, you know, the Rambam says in the same paragraph in Yesod HaTorah, he says that Nevi'im Milos Milos Hayim, different levels. Okay? So what it means that Yedias Mishpat Hashem can be known to an individual on different levels, just like any science, any Chochmah, there's different levels of knowledge. Okay? So by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eini knows Drachecha means that he had such a profound knowledge of Darkei Hashem, of Maaseh Hashem, that there is nothing that he wouldn't be able to answer himself. That means that if with that backdrop of knowledge, nothing would be akasha. You see, Avraham Avinu didn't have that level. So he had a level of knowledge. Sodom would appear as a question to him. Sodom, I mean, he would try to understand Sodom, whatever he knew, but he would have to walk away. Something missing some knowledge. It'd be a question to him. You see, it'd be a question to him. That he knew. That's correct. That's true. You see, what Chazal say? B'makom that when you have a solution, kiven shen rishus lemashkus ain't a mafkum mitov l'ra. I mean, sometimes that's the way it is. I mean, you can't. That wasn't his question, but his question was, it's interesting, his question was that the onlooker, part of the reason why the destruction had to take place was because of the onlooker. So the onlooker is going to walk away, but then when it turned out that there wasn't, see, an onlooker is strange. An onlooker looks on, but it doesn't, you know, if he sees many tzaddikim and they are destroyed, he's going to say that. But you see, for instance, people would count up a Kursim and say they count up a Kursim because of the Holocaust. Why? I mean, why? Because how could God allow this to happen? Why isn't one incident that you don't understand of a human being having a horrible fate? Why isn't that enough? Because one, but many is it? See, that's the way that people make their determinations. It's not direct. It's not based on any kind of logic. I mean, logically, it can't be one ounce of injustice. And can't say a certain amount, this can't be, but a little bit, oh, that's okay, we tolerate that. A few people, it doesn't matter. The increase in numbers doesn't increase the injustice. I mean, it increases the cases of the injustice, not the injustice. The injustice, one case is the worst injustice. So part of it, part of the tefillah, the way that's what Rashi learns, that's what they'll say. They'll say, oh, kachum naso. That means the onlooker is going to say that. Why isn't he worried now about Dar Mabel, Dar Florida? That happened a long time ago. It doesn't matter. But if this happens right in front of the right, then they're going to first say, oh, now you see this whole, the whole system. The whole system is not just. You see. So that's what Rashi learned. But Rashi's learning the way because he understood that the problem, one of the aspects of the destruction of Sodom was because of Avram. That was the main idea. Not simply because they were evil. Many, many evil societies can survive for a long time. But it was because of the effect in terms of the future of Avram and the future of Avram and of his offspring.
Hashem wanted to talk to Mishpah. That's the area he's lacking. If he didn't have the knowledge of the Derech Hashem in terms of Tzadok Mishpah.
That's correct. The Pasuk itself. It means that it's a different kind of Tzadok Mishpah. Different kind.